Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
There we go. Oh, hey, we're jumping. Let's go. I'm not jumping.
Why not? Loser.
I need some more coffee. Hey, what the hell?
Let's get to our contestant, who is Joel from Seattle. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only be allowed 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the movie Beetlejuice, the title character is summoned by saying his name how many times?
3.
Correct. Which state flag features a mother pelican feeding its young?
Pass.
What does the M in MRI stand for?
Medical?
No.
Pass.
What video game company's logo is on the Mariners jersey sleeves?
I gotta pass.
What herb is used to make pesto?
Basil?
Yes. What is the name of the river between Washington and Oregon?
Columbia.
Correct. Which band has the albums American Idiot and Dookie?
Green Day.
Correct. On what part of your body would you find the helix?
Stomach?
No.
Thigh?
No.
Pass.
Joel, you got 4 correct. There's some tough questions in here. I'm not sure Steve is going to, you know, ace this test by any means, but.
All right.
Here he comes. Steve Miggs, welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
In the movie Beetlejuice, the title character is summoned by saying his name how many times?
3 times.
Correct.
I won't do it.
State flag features a mother pelican feeding its young?
Washington?
No.
Oregon.
No.
New Orleans. Louisiana.
I got there eventually.
Yeah, because the team's called the Pelicans.
Yes.
I'm an idiot.
What does the M in MRI stand for?
Medical.
No.
Magnet.
No.
Magnetic.
Yes.
Pelican.
What What video game company's logo is on the Mariners jersey sleeves?
Nintendo.
That is correct. Which herb is used to make pesto?
Pelican.
No.
Basil?
Yes. What is the name of the river between Washington and Oregon?
Oh, man. Columbia?
It is. Which band had the albums American Idiot and Dookie?
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
Green Day.
Yes. On what part of your body would you find the helix?
Helix on the throat?
No.
Elbow?
No.
Stomach?
No. Which fast food chain is known for the slogan, have it your way?
Burger King.
That is right. Steve. Who is the cannibalistic serial killer in Silence of the Lambs?
Hannibal Lecter.
It is. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Joel.
No problem.
Have a great day, my friend. Man. Have a good weekend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
I mean, you did eventually get there. It was Louisiana featuring the pelican feeding its young. Apparently, it's like the mother is feeding its own blood to the babies.
Well, just like you, a Barrett, right?
Yeah, I'm like, that's a little dark. And then the part of your body where you would find the helix is the ear.
The ear.
Yes. But congratulations on winning, Steve.
Great win.
We have this brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. We have been getting a slew of messages on there, Steve, and some have proven to be rather interesting.
Now, I know we're all planning our big vacation that's happening a little over a week or so,
yeah.
And there's somebody who has a voice message about dreading going on vacation, which is rather interesting. And another person, the time-old-tested complaint about traffic.
We will slide into our VMs next.
The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Go ahead and do it. Leave us a voice message. You can head over to the Odyssey app and make it happen.
So we have a few voice messages that people have left. One, a lot of people are complaining. A lot of people have issues, including traffic. I think that's probably one of the number one things that people complain about. I wouldn't even just say in the Pacific Northwest. It's probably just all across the country. But also we have somebody that is not happy about an upcoming vacation that they're going on.
Uh-oh.
So let's start with the traffic one first, because the vacation one's pretty juicy, and we'll get to that one in a couple of minutes. Are you ready for the first voice message through our Odyssey app?
Give it to us.
I hate when you let somebody go when you're in traffic and they don't say thank you.
Yeah, that's the one where I start cursing them out. I won't.
Oh.
I mean, they can't hear me, so you can say whatever you want in the privacy of your own car. But I'm the king of letting people in. Like, I all of a sudden see the blinker on, I slow down. Come on in. If you don't give me the wave, I hate you dead.
See, I feel the same way. Like, it takes no amount of effort to just give a little finger wave.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even roll down the window and, like, make it really known that I'm saying thank you.
Oh, I don't get that crazy.
I'm like, thanks, friend. See you later.
But I definitely do the wave. I know you don't have to. I know it's not like I'm not going to ram the back of their car, but give a wave.
Yeah.
Someone just let you in. You know, some people are douchebags. You know what I mean? D-bags. They don't let you in. They speed up when they see you turn your blinker on. Somebody's doing you a solid. Give them the freaking wave.
Just be kind.
All right, let's talk vacations. Are you ready for this one?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
So every year I go on a family vacation with my wife's side of the family, and every year it's just a shit show. It causes me insane stress and anxiety, and I want to tell my wife that I don't want to go this year. But it's a yearly tradition, and I don't know how to break the news to her because I don't think she's going to take it well. Any advice on how I should tell her?
Well, definitely don't say that her family makes every vacation a giant S show. But
I'm like, is that my husband using a voice-changing technology to talk about our upcoming vacation with my family?
Do you think he feels that way?
I mean, my family's a lot, Steve. You guys have met them. You know, there's a lot of us, and now we've all got offspring. It's a lot.
I feel like chaos follows the Daily family.
It's hard to get a word in. You know, Brad brings his guitar. No, Brad actually gets along with everyone in my family very well.
I'm picturing Brad going outside and just playing his guitar, and that's your cue to know that leave him the hell alone if he's just jamming out on the guitar.
We just come with a lot of energy. We drink a lot of wine. Like, okay. It's a lot to handle for poor Brad. But
do you have a certain vacation that went completely wrong?
When we went to Texas, three children got the flu.
Oh.
So that was just the absolute worst. I had to basically take Barrett on the airplane, like when he was like just getting over it, sick, and it was terrible. I mean, 10 out of 10 do not recommend getting the flu on a trip.
Danny, what about you? Has there ever been a vacation that just sticks out as being like the worst vacation ever?
It's almost the same as Taryn's there, where I got food poisoning on when we were at Disney World.
Oh, no.
And it was the almost the last night we were there, but we still had one more day, and I decided that I needed chicken wings. Guess what? The chicken was not cooked all the way through. And
you got medium rare?
Apparently, I proceeded to throw up and also... let's just leave it at that for the next day and also on the plane back. And it was the worst trip ever.
So we're planning a trip to Hawaii. My wife brought up, like, I hope it's not like the last time where I was sick and it wasn't as much fun. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. I had a great time. She's like, yeah, because you were not sick.
You were well.
The worst vacation, we didn't go anywhere, but it was last Christmas vacation. Because that's when I got that lung in. That's when everybody was sick. Like, it was like the flu or the virus that would never leave you just when you thought you were better. And then I got hit with the lung infection during our time off. And it was nice that I didn't have to take time off to deal with this because I couldn't work.
Oh my gosh, that was miserable.
But it stunk to have that happen while you're in the middle of, like, you know, a festive time like the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, it kind of sucks the spirit out of you.
To go back to the voice message, man, I feel like, why don't you just like try and be like the guy that's like, hey, how about we do a vacation just you and I?
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely suggest that. Brad and I need to try to do that more often. I feel like we travel with my family way too much. We got to do it just a couple's trip.
Oh, yeah. He just texted me. He says, absolutely. Too many vacations with your family.
Rockaholics, go ahead and download that Odyssey app for your smartphone if you haven't already. And then you, too, can leave us a voice message. It's so easy.
If you want to complain, that's where you go.
We love it.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we want you to know that our text line is always open at 206-803-ROCK. If you have something you want to chat about with us, the text line is always open, right, Steve Miggs?
Yeah, and we got a text last week from Matt in Gig Harbor, and we're like, oh, man, I don't know what to say, and I felt like maybe let's try and get him on the phone. That way he could kind of explain what's going on, and maybe we could help him out. But I was just like, when I saw this text, I was like, it'd be easier just to talk to Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing good. So last week you sent us a text, and can you explain what the text said?
Yeah, so basically, a couple nights ago, I got a call from my brother's ex-wife, baby mama, which isn't too out of the ordinary because she has custody of my nieces, who I love very, very much, only to tell me that my niece, who is 15 years of age, is now pregnant.
Oy.
And to salt the wound, the boyfriend, upon learning about the pregnancy, immediately backed out and said that he needed a break from the relationship.
Oh.
Is he like around the same age as well?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. So on one hand, I'm trying to be the cool uncle, trying to be as supportive as I can, because, I mean, what voice do I really have? I can't really tell her what to do with her life.
Right. So have you? So I'd imagine then you've had some conversations with her since you've had the news.
Yes. I try talking to her on the phone, and she says she wants to be an adult and make these decisions. And I don't really know what to say about that. You know, I'm stuck. I don't want to. Like I said, on one hand, I'm like, I want to try to be a supporter. But on the other hand, I want to strangle her and be like,
what are you doing? And also the boyfriend, you're 15, I understand, like, you're probably not thinking straight. But, I mean, I hope that at some point that kid's parents find out what's going on, you know, and it's like, hey, you need to step up. Can't just run away from something like that.
Yeah, exactly. This is a life-changing decision that they've made.
When I will say that it sounds like you and her family, it sounds like you guys are a pretty supportive group. So, what, you know, whatever comes of this, it sounds like she has a pretty good support system behind her. But 15 years old, I mean, that you're just a kid having a kid.
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
And exactly.
And then when you text us, you said, what the heck? I'm looking at your text, it says, what the heck do I do? And I was thinking, I'm like, man, I don't think we have any advice that we could do to really help you other than I'm sorry to hear you're going through this.
Yeah, it's definitely like a Dr. Phil kind of moment.
Oh, for sure.
100%. Yeah. I don't think any of us really have had that life experience to be able to give you the right advice. But I'm wondering if maybe like people who are listening to our show have been through this in one way or another. Maybe they were the teenager that had a kid, or maybe they were the
you know, a father figure or a family member that had to deal with then the teenager having a kid and what advice they can give you? Because I don't think there's anything that we could say that's going to help you go through this journey, because none of us have been through this.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's I'm hoping that there's someone out there who can give you some sort of advice, because right now I'm kind of lost in the dark on what to do.
Are you looking for like advice as far as like just like to how to like be there for your niece, or like are you looking for like advice like maybe like there's some kind of profound thing that you could say to? I mean, like, what are you hoping to get out of the advice from maybe from some of our listeners?
You had it right the first time. What can I do to be there, or really just to talk to her? What advice I could give her?
Well, I know, like, for me growing up, my parents really didn't talk to me about the birds and the bees at all. Like, I had to find out all this stuff kind of on my own. So, I mean, Matt, the fact that you guys are having open dialogue or at least talking about some of these adult things is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, this is very true.
Well, Matt, we'll pop you on hold. We'll open up the phone lines, and then we'll keep you on hold so you can hear what everyone has to say and check in with you to see what you're feeling. It's based on some of the advice that we get from our rockaholics. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah, man. Sorry to hear you going through this, though.
That's
Holy crap.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
And the phone number is 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever been in a situation similar to Matt's, we'd love to know how you handled it. 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you had a kid at a young age. If you have any advice for Matt.
That would be the one I'd love to hear from, just because I think that could help him a lot, just on how to navigate communicating with his niece.
Absolutely.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you're just joining us this morning, we had a chat with Matt from Gig Harbor this morning. He was sharing that his niece is pregnant. She's 15 years old, and he loves her as if she was his own daughter. But he is a little bit lost on what to do and how to be supportive. So we were just opening the phone lines up to rockaholics.
Because we said we're too stupid to be able to give you advice on that. Well, I mean, we haven't lived that life. I mean,
no.
I always hate when people are like giving you advice about something. And you're just like, well, have you been through that? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, you didn't need to give me that advice.
Yeah, I had my kid at 35. I still don't know what I'm doing. So we want to hear from people.
I haven't figured out yet, and I'm 50.
Who have been through this, and as we have not. So the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Let's start with Dave in Ashford. Dave, how old were you when you had your first kid?
I was 16.
16. So what advice do you have for someone like Matt who's trying to be, you know, there for his niece who's 15?
You know, in all honesty, it's best to just be there and to support them whichever way they want to go. You know, I had to grow up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So having all the support in the world with all my family and my friends and whatnot, it was the best thing that I could ever have.
And how old are you now?
I'm 26 now, about to be 27 with two kids now.
Two kids?
Two boys, both of them born at home.
Whoa.
So you're 26 with gray hair, or are you bald already?
Getting close, man. Tell you what.
I can only imagine, man.
Thanks, Dave. Let's talk to Tiffany from Tacoma. Tiffany, you got pregnant when you were 15?
I was actually 14 when I got pregnant and had my son when I was 15.
And how old is your son now?
He is 26 and will be 27 next month.
Wow. And so what was that like for you? Did you have a pretty supportive family around you?
Not really.
Oi.
My dad was not the greatest. He was in jail. So I did have my mom, which helped a whole lot. She helped me with taking care of him so I could finish high school, which was nice.
So you heard.
And honestly, I wish I would have had an uncle that would have stepped up to be there and be supportive. So his niece is really lucky to have him.
I was about to say, what advice would you give for someone like Matt, who is trying to do the right thing and help out his niece, who's 15, and it obviously triggered you to want to call in and talk to us. But what advice would you give to Matt?
Just be there.
Mm-hmm.
Being there is probably the best that he could ever do.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is someone else like being like, "What the hell is wrong with you? What do you do?" I mean, at that point, it's already happened. Like you can't fix that. Now it's about like, what do you do now?
Right.
Awesome. Thank you, Tiffany. Appreciate it. 206-803-ROCK. We're talking to people who have been through teen pregnancies. James from JBLM. How old were you when your first was born?
He was born 2 weeks after I turned 17.
And what advice would you have for Matt going through this with his niece?
The advice is like, just be supportive. Talk to the parents. try to make sure that both the mother and the father finish school and are able to have at least some kind of structured upbringing. Don't just let them just get thrown out into the world. And as far as the dad, the kid, and his reaction, don't get too wrapped up in how his immediate reaction.
Yeah.
Because most likely the kid's going to come around.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, my immediate reaction, I was 16, and when my girlfriend at the time, later wife, told me she was pregnant, my immediate reaction was, well, let's go get this taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she never let me forget that one yet.
Well, right on, James. Thank you so much for calling in and chatting
with us
about
this. Appreciate you, man.
Should we chat with Matt?
Yeah.
Let's get Matt on the phone. Matt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So, Matt, you've heard from a couple of rockaholics that have been through similar situations, and we just wanted to kind of, you know, debrief with you on how you're feeling after hearing some great advice from some folks who have been in a similar situation.
Well, it's definitely pretty reassuring that there are others who, first of all, are willing to call and even give me any sort of advice. It definitely makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Oh, Matt, I mean, dude, the phone lines, as soon as we were talking to you, I've never seen our phone lines blow up more and our text lines as well. There's so many people that want to share what they've been through. And like you said, you're not alone in this situation. And I feel like the main theme is just be supportive and be there and like do the things that, you know, you want to make sure that she feels comfortable and she's like going through this experience with somebody that has her back.
Right. Another concern of mine that I should have mentioned before, she's, you know, 5 foot nothing, 100 pounds. My biggest concern, other than her, you know, finishing up her remaining years in high school, is the very potential health risks.
Sure. Well, and I think one of the biggest things for when I was pregnant with Barrett was getting into those, you know, parenting classes and things of that nature, because I was freaked out. My husband had two older kids, you know, well before I was having any babies. But, you know, when it's your first time, it's pretty stressful. So getting into those classes and just kind of, you know, learning the right tools and things to expect is very, very important, at least in my experience. And I think someone texted in at 206-803-ROCK, make sure to throw her a dope baby shower.
Oh, I absolutely will. I'm the only one who really makes any sort of money, so I'm more than prepared to throw down the dough.
Well, right on, Matt. Keep us posted on what goes on, and just like, you know, I mean, you hear a lot of the text messages and the humans, just be supportive and be there. Even one person said, there's nothing you could do at this point with, you know, the pregnancy part of it. All you can do is be supportive, and the biggest thing is she's only 15. She's going to need some therapy, a lot of love and support from people. And at least she's got someone like you. And like even that one person that called in said, I wish I had a guy like Matt, an uncle that would have been there for me while that person's dad was in jail and not present.
Right.
Awesome, Matt. Well, yeah, keep in touch and best wishes, and give your niece some big love for us, and have a great rest of your day today, good sir.
The Daily Migs Show.